Involuntary ignorance. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Because of all the protests, Clint McCants, a member of a local school board in Arkansas, has now apologized.
I would never support suicide of any kids. I don't support bullying of any kids.
And he announced on CNN that for the sake of his school and his community, he'll resign from the school board for what he said on his Facebook page.
I don't want them to receive bad press or have a distraction because of some ignorant comments that I made.
What ignorant comments? Writing on Facebook about the campaign to wear purple in support of gay kids who are being bullied, he said, quote, "Seriously, they want me to wear purple because five queers committed suicide? The only way I'm wearing it for them is if they all commit suicide," unquote. How do these quotes just erupt from people's mouths? And how about this gay marriage comment from Rebecca Clayfish, running for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin?
At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs?
That too sparked protests, and she has since apologized. How do these involuntary verbal eruptions happen? In both cases, Christian beliefs. McCants' Facebook posting said, "They killed themselves because of their sin," unquote. And Clayfish's comments were on Christian radio. And the fact is, certain Christian pastors have been saying similar stuff for years. What's changed with the spate of suicides is that the friends and parents of the gay kids who end up being the targets of this kind of thinking are no longer letting it slide. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.